Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Funny, funny time, diamonds. Ooh. And then I put it down and watched her get stomped to death.
What the fuck is this?
Are we like, live, man?
Yeah, live.
Are we live?
Like proper. It's been live for like a few seconds now.
Wait. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Episode number 11 of the Marty and Michael Fully Actual Podcast, and we're here in Michael's basement, and let me tell you what, things are getting out of control. Look at our little friend that we found. If for those who can't see, I've got a doll, and it has Down syndrome.
You can buy Down syndrome dolls now.
That's what it is, Matt. Yep, that's what it's called. It's literally what in the packaging. So I'm allowed to say that.
I
know you could do that.
Yeah, it was like, yeah. Isn't that strange?
Oh, well, now you can have everyone.
We had a revelation the other day about a
Barbie
band.
In a wheelchair?
Do you remember the revelation?
No.
System of a Down. We figured out it should be called
Syndrome of a Down.
That would be
so funny. That would be so mega famous. Are you serious? We should be their marketing team or some shit. Seriously, baby.
Oh. Hey, can you
to a nervous start.
Oh. What do you guys think about beatboxing?
Energy. As Julian would say.
Yeah, whatever.
Beatboxing,
can you beatbox, Matt?
No, I can't.
You brought it up. You have to be.
Let's hear it. He
brought this up for a reason. He wants to show us something.
He's got something.
Here we go.
Ready to go.
Here we go, baby.
Sorry.
Fucking hell, man. What happened on the weekend? I had a wedding to go to. Weddings are fucking fun.
Oh, we got another one this week.
Oh yeah, did anything exciting happen?
Not really.
Do a performance for them?
No. I'm not on that level yet. It was like all the Mon's family that like a family friend was getting married. So I wasn't like I didn't really know.
Did they do drugs at the wedding?
No, of course not. It's like mostly 60-year-olds.
It was a normal wedding.
Okay.
And then on Sunday, we went to fucking Jackson's for his birthday. And fuck me, we got high and had some fun there, didn't we? We gave him a brick.
You guys got high.
We gave him a brick from Pepperina Place where we used to live together for his birthday present.
Oh, and some cigarettes.
And some cigarettes.
Yeah, we all smoked ciggies together.
We had a cigarette each outside.
Why not? It's your 28th.
Yeah, even though most of us don't smoke and have never smoked.
Cigarettes are like... Tom Green put it good once.
All right.
You can smoke cigarettes every now and then, as long as you don't get hooked. It's sort of like a fine wine.
Is that true, Matt?
You had a cigarette.
Yeah, and I got a mass. I haven't smoked in years.
Did Tom Green really say that?
He did on a live once, and then it convinced me I was not going to smoke.
Well,
and
put your own opinion on again. It. don't use Tom Green's. Use your opinion.
Tom Green's a legend.
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying, what's your opinion?
That's right.
Cigarettes?
Oh, well, I reckon, yeah, because it's like for me, if I get proper hammered, I want a fucking cigarette because I used to smoke.
I have.
But it doesn't mean the next day I'm going to go, fuck, I want to get back into ciggies again. It's like a now and then thing. But I must say, you do feel it in your throat. It's like coughing up this little... That's how the golly bottle... Well, that's when I was coming off cigarettes. I still had all that lard in my throat.
Lard?
Yeah, or gluten, one of the two.
Tar?
Lard, gluten. Sorry. It's very fucked. But yeah, that's why the golly bottle... If you want to make a golly bottle, just start smoking. Start smoking cigarettes.
Fuck off. Okay. Fuck off.
All right. Sorry.
We've moved on from golly bottles. We're doing cum bottles now.
How's that going?
I ain't telling you anything.
Oh, man. Are you just going to rock up one day with a fucking 6-liter thing of blood and cum together? Cum.
Have you actually started? Dude, have you started it?
I don't know. I was watching the Q&A and you were like, he probably won't do it. And I'm going to leave you in the suspense.
Well, I don't think you will do it. I think, fuck, think about it. You don't want to have a bat and then have to aim for a bottle every time.
He's
That's
got a
so
funnel.
Annoying.
He's funnel. Got a funnel.
Funnel.
He's bought a funnel?
Yeah, he's bought a funnel.
I didn't tell you anything.
He's 100%
Also, honestly, we'll give
I reckon
you
he already had a funnel.
$500 every 600 mils, I remember.
Is it? Wow, I thought it was 1,000. 500 sounds good.
Yeah, that's a bargain
that's
for
gonna
us.
That's going to take... Oh, man, if you...
That's a bargain for us.
It is a bargain.
If you did do that,
that's
dude,
cheap
I'd be so happy. Please?
That's wholesale yeah, price come. Anyway, oh. Also, we need to... last week, when Julian was on, what?
You forgot about Jackson's party you got. With
oh yeah, we met up with the Racker Boys and we showed them the pool cue breaking stunt, like how to do it like safely, and Michael got fucking fucked with a pool cue, and then fucking Michael from Racker got fucked pool cue. Cunt.
They are good at Uno.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
play they, a lot of Uno.
Yeah, I don't know if it's skill based.
No, it is to a degree. That's how I beat Jackson. It's all about timing, when to use yeah. your plus twos, your wilds,
right.
as well as knowing which numbers to put down, because you might have that number down there.
I don't
it's
know
full
about
technique.
This, man.
There is some form of skill. You can be a shit fucker yeah. at Uno, and you're just
Uno should
lose.
Be in the casinos, dickheads.
Oh, man.
I realize the rules. Everyone
Why
plays
isn't that
different
a thing?
Rules.
Because it's a fucking kids
oh,
game.
Oh, excuse me.
Have you noticed the rules are always Sorry. Different between who you play with?
Oh, yeah, but like, nah, they knew how the rules worked. If you try and cheat, they make you pick up a... Like,
yeah, they were right about a lot of things, but I think the double ups of things is incorrect as well.
Anyway, Uno, fucking start playing it.
Sorry.
Anyway, it's last week we said on when we had Julian on that we Julian bashed a street dog in Thailand. We saw some comments, people being like, oh, I can't believe that happened. It didn't happen. It was a joke, okay? Julian didn't actually bash a street dog. We are very against animal cruelty. In fact, I would rather watch a human being burn to death than watch a dog get hurt.
Have you seen the Buddha burn to death?
I think so, yeah. And he just sits there.
Yeah, full meditated. It's so fucked up.
But so beautiful in a way too.
That's back in Nam.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
I think so.
Isn't that crazy?
I've met him.
Like, people think that fucking him ripping his toenail off is like God. But them cunts sit there, burn to death, not make a peep.
It's sort of like, it's the same thing.
Similar though.
Same shit.
Very similar briefs. Our girlfriends are coming any moment. Michael and I, they're going to be here to watch what we do. They've never been here to watch it, for one.
And it's
fucking terrifying.
If they, that's Monsie. Like, even if Marty did have a squirty ready, it probably wouldn't happen.
Well, I would. I'd do it, but like, I've warned them, because Mon listens to it on Spotify, but it's not the same when you see.
Yeah, seeing and listening is very different.
Yeah, when especially your face when you pull the fucking
And just of how vulgar I am and how gross and sweaty I get now. I'm always...
You're feeling me up a lot.
Fucking fuck to you and shit.
Ooh.
This is the fan...
Okay, let's answer. This is a fan that
this
has
Marty's
number.
This is a fan
number.
That has got my number Frank today Cole. And has been messaging me and shit. So let's see. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Who's
Hi.
This, sorry?
Pardon?
Who's this, sorry?
Who's this?
So you called me, darling, so why don't you tell me who you are?
Is this Marty?
What are you talking about, Marty?
Yeah, from Marty and
Hey,
Michael.
Listen here, mate. How the fuck did you get my number?
From you.
What do you mean?
You gave it to me.
You sound like a child. I haven't been giving my number to children.
That was that one time.
You sure?
Sounds like a girl.
I'm going to have to block you now, unfortunately, but please don't share my number around. I would appreciate that.
Okay. Timothy?
Is that you, Timothy?
Yep.
You're going to have to talk a bit more. Who are you?
Sing us a song. You're on the podcast.
You're on the podcast right now.
Can you hear us, Timothy?
No. Timothy? Timothy!
Give
Timothy!
Threaten his life.
Damn you, Timothy!
Threatened to kill him.
Probably heard you in the background. Threatened to kill him. Now we have to block that number. It's weird. So call if we don't fucking know you, please.
Oh man, I'd call Brad Pitt if I had his number.
And we are that.
We are. It's like the Buddha and Brad Pitt, same level.
All right, you've convinced me. Call us
away.
Whenever you want.
No, don't do that, the world will become an interesting place.
Mm, they have Down syndrome baby dolls now. Baby.
Yeah, what? Yeah, like that's so inclusive, isn't it, Matthew?
And they had a Barbie in a wheelchair I saw. Oh, yeah. Fucking. Oh, all right. Our girlfriends are here right now. They've just arrived. There's one and there's two. Now and they're looking confused. Oh, they're waving at us. Now they've closed the door and they're holding something up, holding jewelry up. Mon's commenting on the smell. Now they're coming a little closer and they're about to sit down.
They're the most uncomfortable
and
chairs.
And they're dancing. They're dancing and now they're sitting down. All right. Welcome, everybody. What's the smell like? Mon, what's the smell like? She's gagging.
There was a funny smell when I came in.
Was there really? I seriously did not even notice, eh?
Yeah, the smell just become, we're just used to it. No, no, they're just, that's all we've got. They're just shit chairs here.
The chair.
You can pull the shop over.
You can pull the legs off the table if you want.
Or you can pull the couch over.
Where's the footrest gone? Was there a footrest here?
Yeah this. He's
using
it. Oh, okay, I see. What's the smell like? Wet dog with a bit of shit, Matt. That sounds like something that you
have
done.
Did anyone step in the shit out the front? Check your feet.
No.
That's I just keep.
No,
that
because
there.
It was.
Yeah,
it
yeah. No.
Don't worry about that.
No, like the very front.
Just leave the shits, okay? Michael's very protective of the shit.
Yeah.
I bet you stepped in the shit.
Yeah, I wouldn't sit on that, Amber. I wouldn't sit on anything here.
Yeah, the house isn't in the best shape, okay? But it's home.
There's a fucking blanket in
I'm
the
I'm sitting
kitchen.
On a fucking toilet seat.
Oh, fuck. Anyway, all right, let's keep going. All right, also the German segment, we thought, right, we're going to switch back to Nikki's German segment, all right, because that was better in our opinion. And we're going to do it once every 3 weeks, all right? Once every 3 weeks, starting next week. So if you don't like the German segment, you only have to listen to it once every 3 weeks. We have to keep some German essence in the podcast.
People think it's racist when you pay out German.
I am German, Matt. So it's like, not racist, and we need
no.
Part
I mean,
of it.
Yeah. It's
we
definitely
need to keep
not.
A part of it
it's
in.
German.
Just like you love all Australian shit in all of our videos and podcasts, I want just a smidgen of it. Just a smidgen of it in there, Matt. Fuck off.
Yeah, you can't.
So we're keeping it once every 3 weeks.
It's German. You can't.
Australian
it's not, you can't be racist.
Dog.
Yeah, it's okay. I don't mind if you. I'm not. I'm all for it.
Oh,
but German
I'm
is
so patriotic.
Thing.
He's off camera.
German
well,
is
love
like
Australia.
A thing.
Yes. So fucking gross.
But yeah, German. You can't be racist to it.
Anyway, so the German segment will be back next week.
It's gross.
What else is there? Fucking blah blah blah. If you're for listening to us on Spotify, which there's like thousands and thousands of people listening, could you please go on Spotify and now when you search
stars.
Marty and Michael, right? Let me just give you a little secret here. You search Marty and Michael. Where is
there's so many people who haven't done this.
I think they
probably
have to,
most.
They
and
actually
you go
have
to
be.
Top, you go to the top and then you can go get a little 5-star. You click on that and then you give it a look and rate the show. Give it 5-star.
Are we still 5 stars?
Yes, 5-star. Yeah, we're still 5 stars.
I think they actually have to have a Spotify account.
Yes. We'll get
yeah,
a Spotify
everyone's
account.
Got a Spotify account.
Nah, like, sorry. I think they may have to be prescribed.
No. Nah, he's
double
lying.
Check.
Everyone's
lying.
Got Spotify.
Matt, you're lying.
I mean,
like, everyone,
like,
go give it a 5-star. If you're listening on YouTube, please like and comment. Like, just fucking... Look, I didn't even let you know, but how about this for an idea? Idea, right? We up the comment money to $2,000.
No.
Shut up and listen to me. Hear me out. $2,000 and we pick any comment at random. It can be any comment. Out of the 39 episodes, okay, we pick a number at random between 1 and 39. That's the episode we go to and then we find out how many comments in that episode and we pick a comment number at random and then that comment wins $2,000. So any comment can win comment of the year and $2,000.
How about this? We do $1,000 for those people and then $1,000 for the actual cow comment of the week. If you make the board, you also have a chance of getting $1,000.
Done. Compromise and we win together. Do you understand?
You can get... If you just comment, there's potential that you can win $1,000. And if you have a quality comment, A cow,
you
make could, the board.
You have a 1 in 39 chance. A 1 in 39 chance of winning $1,000, man. Which,
there's
that's
no other podcast that does that.
That's fucking life-changing, man. $1,000. Especially if you're in a third world country.
And there's so many of them.
More. There's more poor than not, Matt.
So $1,000.
You sit there in your fat cat office in your wholesome towers pouring concrete on the scum beneath you.
See?
Laughing like that as that concrete peasants.
So that's very generous of us and we are good people.
Fucking oath. So get your comments in. If you don't know what to comment, just comment like just something like a letter or a comma or like just Matt's mum's name. What's her name?
No.
No. You can comment no, whatever you want.
Holy shit, no.
Honestly, shush. Anyway, let's get on with the fucking sponsors, all right?
Okay.
All right, now let's do Nord first, all right? Oh. We owe them that much, and we're back with Nord. And look, hey, don't sigh. Okay. Nord is good. Yeah, Nord is good.
They are, yeah.
Did they come back and accept the new...
Yeah, they did. And look, they've been friendlier. We've been having some good chats, me and the guy. Let me just find out what I have to fucking say here. If you don't have NordVPN, then fuck you, cunt. Get it now or fuck off.
No, we won't start with that. Help us out.
Look, let's do Manscaped first.
I don't feel like doing Nord.
Because
right
imagine now giving Nord the timestamp, but we're a few seconds off.
Yeah.
And then they hear that.
Yeah. Let's just do Manscaped, then we'll come back to Nord.
All right, Manscaped. Woo! If you want your Manscaped products, holy shit. Is that a shaver that cuts hair but not skin? Yes, it is. So all you need, why don't you go to manscaped.com? If you want 20% off, just use our discount code FULLYACTUAL20. You get, who doesn't want 20%? Off. Look at that. Matt's putting soap on me. They got soap. Look at that. Michael's pubic hair shaved so cleanly off, and yet his skin is completely laceration free. Please stop putting your pubic hair on me.
Okay, sorry.
Please stop putting your pubic hair on me.
Sorry.
And stop putting your soap on me. All these products and so much more. I don't even know what they have. They have a nose trimmer that we use a lot.
I use that heaps.
It's uncomfortable, but it works very well. Matt uses an entire bottle of soap every time he baths himself in his mother's French kitchen.
There's like body spray.
There's body spray. There's ball wipes for when you want a blowjob out in public and you've been fucking running around doing tradie shit all day. Cunt. Manscaped.com/actual20, cunt.
All right, now we'll do Nord.
Oh. Okay. NordVPN. Do you have a VPN? If you answered no, then get NordVPN because they get security for you. They really do security on your home laptop, like all your IT shit, not your actual home. What is a VPN, Matt?
Virtual.
Wrong. A VPN is a thing that makes other things think that you're somewhere else.
Imagine like a lock is now on your laptop. They've put a chain and lock on it.
Yeah, and no one can track you. Like all those governments trying to track you and harvest your organs and shit. They won't be able to do that anymore. All right, and it's so safe, and you won't get viruses from the disgusting animal porn that you watch every morning. You fucking pig.
Yeah, you can like go to, you can make it so you're in a legal country that can look at bestiality.
You can watch Netflix in other countries. Do you understand what I'm saying here? If there's a Netflix in England, right, and they've got a show that you fucking love, using your VPN, you can get that Netflix. You can get 10 Netflixes.
Yeah, you can get 10 VPNs.
Dude.
All Nord, though.
And look, you'd think that all of this, plus a huge discount and a free bonus gift would be very expensive, wouldn't you, Matt?
Yes.
Nah. Well, mate, you are so wrong.
You fucking idiot,
you
Matt.
Are so wrong.
You dumb cunt. It is only $3.35 a month for a 2-year plan. That's less than a cup of coffee.
Yeah, that's like nothing. Nothing.
That's crazy because we drink like 10 coffees a day. That's only half of one of them for 30 days. The maths is crazy, man. If you want a yearly one, it's $4.99 a month, and that's only not much more.
So sign up. Today.
Use our code FULLYACTUAL for a huge discount and a free bone-ass gift. NordVPN. The link is in the description if you're on YouTube. And if you're not, just type in nordvpn.com/fullyactual, okay? And that'll take you straight to where you need to go. Now get out there and get that VPN because it's super important. It's never been more important in this day and age.
It helps us
too. It helps us too. Fuck, man.
And now the most important sponsor. Oh,
by far the most important sponsor. By far.
Really?
Our subscription website, the University of Markle, where we post a fucking fuck you video every single fucking week. It's like 30 to 40 minutes long. It's so fucked that we can't put it on social media. Right now, I think it's the, which kitchen utensil hurts the most?
Yeah, we do heaps of science.
And let me tell you, it's a surprise. I would not have picked it. You thought pot, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
You're wrong. Whatever you're thinking, you're wrong. You'll be surprised. Sign up for free 21 days. See if you like the videos. If you don't like them, you can leave free of charge.
Oh, have you signed up yet?
Of course he hasn't. I added Mon to the... there's a Facebook group that you can join when you sign up, right? A private Facebook group where we engage a lot in. I added Mon in yesterday and the first video she sees is that fucking lap dance I gave you for how to be sexy.
You went hard out too.
Man, that is like so fucked that that's the first thing that hits her in that group.
Marty's asshole was completely spread in the Brown's face.
You don't see that
a
on
Brown
camera.
For a Brown, basically.
That was surprisingly the best lap dance of them all.
Well, I've done it before, clearly.
Yeah, he's very good. So yeah, girl. If you want to see us strip for Brown, sign up.
Yeah. Anyway, that funds all our bullshit. You know, it's why Michael has clothes on his back right now. Usually
two
he
shirts.
Doesn't.
See? One, two.
And that's all because of the subscription website, man.
Yeah. And we do this podcast for free.
Yeah, well, NordVPN.
Oh, yeah, yeah, actually. Yeah,
about can't really say that. Can't really say that. You're lying. You're lying to the fans.
Yeah, we do it for a bit of money now.
A lot of episodes were free, though.
Well, yeah, we're breaking even.
Yeah, now. We're like breaking even with the podcast now.
Yeah, we're not paying to make it.
Yeah.
Now. That's a good way to look at it. Thank you.
Fine.
Let's move right along.
Oh,
yeah.
Is it?
It's time. Bung break! And we're back! Matt Brown is single and our girlfriends are here. Look, one for each person except for you.
That's so mean. You can have the Down
on
syndrome
this day.
You don't want this?
On this day in 1999, Fat Meatloaf would get pressure sores on his back and ass when he slept for days at a time. He would get his mates to cut the sores off with scissors. Then he would cook them up and feed them to the homeless. The homeless would then die from poisoning. Rest in peace, Meatloaf.
Oh my God. He's actually dead.
He died not that long ago.
Yeah, wow.
Not that long ago, man. And they figured out that they were doing that. That he was doing that, really?
When he said, I'll do anything for love, but I wouldn't do that.
Oh,
what was that?
That's probably it.
Oh,
the thing that he was doing.
Now, yeah.
Fucking hell. Who calls you? Why would you call yourself Meat Loaf?
I have no idea.
You don't know? Oh.
Until next week.
All right. I guess, yeah. We'll try and figure it out next week. Fucking dick. Stop looking at me. All right, it's time for Michael's fucking Bible. This cunt's fucking insane, baby.
What is Michael's Bible?
His fucking plot.
Explain it to the people.
The Bible is fucking...
It does lose its way a bit now later in the chapters because I got lazy.
Michael is... Yeah, is. Can I have your Bible?
Yeah.
Because that's where it's written in. There we go. All right, this is Michael's Bible, written by Michael many thousands of years ago.
For Michael.
In previous life. And a few chapters lately.
People with the name Jim are so stupid. Like, what the fuck? You aren't a Jim. You're a person, and I will never exercise in you, cunt. And clay, you can get fucked too, unless, of course, you're actually made of clay. Cutting your upper thighs is a great way to get a sober release and hide your insecurities from your friends without finding out.
Oh, no!
Well, It's like no one really sees your upper thighs.
I feel like the Bible is taking a spiral.
Dark.
Also, turn. I'm going to say it. I've been getting into bulimia lately. Yes. It is not that he bad.
Fucking has.
It is seriously.
That's why the Bible's getting all twisted. If you have mentally sick.
If you eat a shit meal and you feel sick after it and you don't want to pay the price for it, just fingers down the throat, done.
Fixed. He did it today. He ate a fucking meal and then he's thrown up in
if
the car park
your
before
food
we leave.
Too much is can that cause issues?
You do it just if you have a cheat meal once every 2 weeks, just do it once every 2 weeks.
Please don't tell people to start throwing up their
no,
meals.
I am saying that you can do that if you want to cheat and get away with eating badly
or something to consider. I think
that'll do something to you.
I'm all for it.
Sorry.
Anyway, that was Michael's fucking Bible, everyone. Oh, fuck. I'm getting nervous.
Yes, it's brown time.
I'm actually nervous right now. Oh, my God, Matt. I don't want to do it.
Then don't.
Oh, fuck. It makes me feel so dark inside. It's time for Matt's little black book. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Matt. All right, let's see what he's written today. So much scrolling.
Here we go. All right.
Have number 11. I was rifling through the sanitary bins in a female public toilet, searching for snacks. Sometimes there were used needles in there with blood still in them. I would swallow them whole and then slowly and firmly lick my thick, dry lips. I was interrupted when my phone got a text. I checked. It was from a girl I'd been seeing for 2 months now, and things were going really great. The text read, "Tonight's the night, man. I can't wait to finally be intimate with you. I think I'm in love with you." I replied, "I'm so glad I've found you. I couldn't think of a more special person to share this with. I know it's your first time, and I want it to be magical. I love you, Sharon." I stopped on the floor at the way over to her house and bought her a dozen of the freshest red roses I had ever seen. I arrived at hers and she had made a trail of candles which led to her bedroom. I gently pushed her bedroom door open to reveal Sharon lying on her bed wearing lingerie. I walked in and stopped. "You look so beautiful, Sharon," I said, and then I walked over to her and sat on the edge of her bed. I set the mood with some slow, sensual music. We held hands and I could sense she was nervous. "Don't worry, Sharon. I want you to feel safe with me." Sharon relaxed a bit and she smiled at me. I picked off the rose petals one by one and dropped them on and around Sharon. We maintained eye contact, and the moment was so intensely beautiful that tears welled up in our eyes. I leant in, and we shared a passionate kiss. Sharon whispered, "I love you so much, Matt. I'm yours. Have me." Okay, I flipped Sharon on her stomach and ran my thumb straight up her ass and flexed it back as far as it would go. I jiggled it around hard and erratically. I extracted it and sucked it longingly. I undid my zip and freed my little brown. He slithered from my pants and sat up like a cobra, ready to strike. I violently rolled Sharon over and immediately shoved my slimy tongue into her mouth and swirled it around the inside of her mouth. I retracted my tongue and spat on her tits. Then I bent down and screamed in her ears. Ah! My gills stretched open and smelled the air. My pupils dilated and I shit my nappy. Cream fizzed from my skin pores. Matt, can we just take things a bit slower? I stopped, confused. "But you asked me to have you. Just trust me. We'll have a great time, Sharon." Her face softened and she smiled. "Okay, Matt. I trust you. Just please make sure you use protection." My dick spears into her fleshy hole. I always have a condom on. My eyes go cross-eyed with pleasure and I start pound-banging at Sharon. I lift her legs and power fuck forwards and mash her cunt stupid. Her tits flail around like a plate of jelly in a cyclone. My jaw clenches so hard with pleasure that I feel some of my teeth snap in half. Then I feel it. My balls begin to pulse and I begin climaxing. I feel a large wave
wave of pent-up mints gaining momentum in my body. The condom did nothing as mints chundered from my cock mouth. The spray was so high-pressured that Sharon was pushed away. Mints powerfully gushed into Sharon, and I could do nothing but groan with pleasure. I vomited blood clots straight onto her thrashed body. Then I finished and flopped onto the bed exhausted. I managed to open my eyes and I see Sharon covered from head to toe in a dark brown chunky mince. An utter look of disbelief on her face. I'm breaking up with you, Matt. And why is your cum mince? Heartbroken, I sit up. That was so fucking weird. You had gills, Matt. Sharon, I'm not from this planet. I can't be with an alien, Matthew. I understand, I said, completely heartbroken. Cream tears started rolling down my face. I started walking out of the room and stop. Without facing her, I say, thank you for showing me what love is. Then I walk home, backwards.
He didn't bound. It was too much and he didn't bound.
I was down.
He had to walk. Oh my... Wow, that was fucking intense.
Yeah.
Who was that? Which girl was that?
Sharon.
Yeah, it was.
The first girl he ever loved. The first and only. That's why he's still fucking all bent out of shape from Sharon. Aren't you, Brown? That's why you remain so single. But fear not, Brown. Fear not. For Michael and I will save you. Bachelor Brown, Brown, Brown.
You've got a new one.
Bachelor Brown, Brown, Brown. He's always behind you. He's always waiting behind you. Oh, it's dark. Where is he? I don't know. He's probably behind you. And this is a segment where Michael and I find Matt Brown's future partner.
She's from England, this one. And you love long distance sometimes.
We go on social media and we find a girl who wants to be with Matt. And we set up a phone call date. And we're going to pick the top three at the end of the season. The three that Matt loves the most. And we're going to bring him here, all expenses paid trip.
I don't want to do that.
To meet Matt Brandon. We're going to find his fucking wife. Because he can't do it. He does not know how to do it.
Stop. We're not doing the fly-in.
Three.
Well, no.
You get to pick.
Matt, we have of all of their details. It's happening.
No, I don't want to do that bit.
So far, the winning ones are Alexi, Jasmine, and I'm going to say...
Oh, well, I'm glad he brought up Alexi. This is a perfect segue.
Oh, wait. Oh, my God. You know that girl from last week?
The girl from last week, she was super nice and I was kind of falling in love.
Yeah, and if you recall,
it was pretty cool.
If you recall, I did say, are you going to message Matt Brown after this? And she said yes.
She didn't. Instagram account added me with her name, but she had nothing on there. Like, it was...
Oh, maybe she didn't have Instagram yet.
So yeah, she lied.
That's what I thought. And then, I think like the next day or two later, it was gone.
Wow, so she ghosted Matt Brown.
Yeah.
All right, so she's not in the top three.
I got ghosted.
No.
So Jasmine.
Lexi, if you are listening to this, do you have any idea what you're doing to him? I came here today and he was crying, Lexi. He was curled up in a ball in the fucking kitchen.
Cream tears.
You got to, if you talk to him, you got to
I reckon
get to know
from
him.
Now on, if you agree to do the Bachelor Brown, you have to be willing to be married to him.
No.
100%.
Shut up. That's the terms and conditions.
Or
so
at least
you
let him
slop
all over you. You have to be willing to have sex with Matt if you want to call.
Oh, my. You can't say that.
That's what the rules are, Matt.
Say that.
I reckon marriage. It's more romantic.
No.
Anyway.
Maybe marriage.
Anyway, we're going to call Carla now and Matt. I haven't showed you photos on Instagram, but mate, this is right up your alley.
She's the one.
How do you know?
She's a girl.
Matt, you fucking get your game face on. You fucking get ready. This is it. Think it's something
stop
to say.
Yelling, stop
other
yelling.
Than what
stop
you
yelling
do?
At me. Stop yeah, yelling dude. At me.
Hello.
You can't,
oh, hello?
You can't hear
Carla?
It.
Carla?
Michael, you can't hear it. It's
Carla. How are you, Carla?
I'm good.
Carla, this is Marty, and I have Michael sitting next to me, and Matt Brown has just changed his nappy, and he's ready to flirt like he's never flirted before to see if you are the one to brown his life.
No, I'm excited.
All right, Matt, why don't you start by telling Carla a little bit something about yourself, like all of your fun hobbies that you like to do.
Go,
Matt.
She sounds terrified.
Tell her about Movie World. You live near the theme park.
You love theme parks.
You're wearing a Batman shirt.
Here we go.
Just
frozen stop. Matt Brown.
Say something.
Carla, sorry.
Hello.
I'm so sorry about this. Look, Matt's just a little bit nervous. He's shaking and his face is really red. It's a bit like sickening to look at. But can you maybe just ease him into it and just tell him something about yourself? Maybe five things that Matt should know about you.
Listen.
Five things.
Yeah, just five. Yeah.
Can't
just
even tell me what?
No, you about yourself that you think Matt should know.
Okay.
You've made her nervous.
Oh, I'm very nervous. It's a lot of pressure.
No, hey, it's okay, Carla.
It's a lot of pressure.
This is the intention.
He loves her accent.
Everyone's having a great time, and Matt Brown's here with you.
What part of UK are you from?
Here we go.
Fucking hell. That really matters.
I'm from Manchester.
Oh, okay, cool.
Is that where Geordie's from?
Yeah.
No, that's not. They're from Newcastle.
Sorry.
God.
Do you want me to tell you what interested me about Matt?
Yes.
Matt,
I watched that video where he was whipping you, Bill, and I just thought, this is the guy for me.
Oh, the whipping video, yeah. Well, that's funny you say that, because that video was Matt's idea. He needed to know that for some reason, and he wouldn't tell us why, but he wanted to know which whips the most. And she loved that video, Matt.
She liked the website video.
She likes being Matt, bro, look at his fucking eyes light up.
Shut up.
Look at that. You can see his brain pulsing with blood erection. Matt, come on.
I don't know what to
say. Tell her about fucking Dreamworld or the theme park.
Tell her you really like her.
I really like you?
Carly said he likes
her. Why is he not talking?
That's taking the fun.
What do you do for work? What do you do?
Oh, I'll have to tell you in private.
Oh, you have to
He's hiding his eyes from the camera.
Okay. Can you guys be quiet? I'm having a date.
We're helping, Matt. Ask her something. Ask her how tall she is.
How tall are you?
Oh my god, I can't believe you did it.
I also don't have any children, so we can make our own.
Oh!
She just made top three. That's
Matt
top three.
Matt loves talking about sex.
And how old are you?
I'm 26.
26! She said sex. 26, Matt. That's your favourite.
I was thinking about it.
So man. Flustered.
You said the other week, you were talking about like watching porn and you didn't know if it was okay in like a relationship. So I was thinking we could make our own, and then when we're not together, you can just watch that, so it won't be as bad.
She's winning.
Wow. Okay.
Holy shit. I can see from Matt's
face. That is a very good idea.
That she's winning. He's swelling up with blood. He's one huge tube of erectile tissue now.
Oh, like a big dick.
All right. Wait. So what are your hobbies? What do you do in UK when you're not doing the job that you can't tell me about?
I like to go out with my friends.
She likes going out, mate. You could drive her. You love driving. You love driving. It's perfect.
Yeah, no, I like to go out a lot with my friends.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, that is lovely.
That's what I would there do you if go. You were on
so
the
what,
date.
So what
do you like to do
Now, Carla, do you have Matt on Instagram?
Ask her if she'd move.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, would you move to Australia?
Wait, she already has me on Instagram.
No, she doesn't.
Oh.
I'd be screaming as loud as I could if that was the case.
Oh, okay.
Is that the case, Carla?
I have you on Instagram.
Would you consider coming to Australia to live with Matt Brown next week?
Oh, 1,000%.
If we paid for your plane trip, would you live with Matt Brown for 3 months?
I reckon you're together. I've been with Matt Brown for 3 years.
All right, that's fucking good to know, because we might do that.
Yeah.
We might honestly might do that. If you're top
Carla's in the top three.
All right, Carla, you're in the top three. You've managed to bamboozle Matt with your sex talk, and he's so flushed, I've never seen anything like it. He looks like a beating heart.
Oh, God.
He looks like a beating heart. Just one heart. Anyway, can you please
I'll
follow?
See you in a few weeks, then.
Can you please follow Matt Brown on Instagram and start talking to him? And
I already follow him.
Oh, okay. You do. Holy fuck! Okay, so have you spoken to him yet?
Yeah.
Oh, you never said God. That. This is your third date, isn't it, Matt Brown? Why are you still so saying nothingy? Huh?
Holy shit, you guys are together.
Well, anyway, I'm glad that you now both know that you really like each other so that you can continue this, all right? Off camera, you guys both start just... We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. We'll leave it at that. Thank you so much for coming on, Carly. You've been so great and lovely, and Matt is just so fucked.
Okay, thanks for your help.
See you, Carla.
See you later, Carla. Be
see
strong.
Ya.
Hey, thank you,
Carla.
So much. Seriously, you've been a big help.
Dude.
Matt, that's fucking good news.
So you're already connected. That means it's happened.
I think I might know who it is.
Oh, have you what? What have you done with her?
Nothing. It'll just be the fans.
Have you been sending our fans nudes already?
No.
If there's any fans out there with Matt Brown nudes, send them in. Because I would love to have a look.
Well, I think Carla.
No, hang on, stop. We're not flying someone in from England.
No, three. Carla's only
We're
one. You've got options.
Three.
Matt, it's 3 months. You can't really get to know someone before 3 months.
I'm not. We're not doing it.
Matt, look.
We'll see. We'll talk about it next
episode. Just don't say no.
Carla sounded lovely and a lot of fun. I'm scared of what the job is.
They can stay in separate rooms at yours.
No.
Not your room.
No.
Yeah, that's fair.
You've got two rooms.
Look, like, yeah, and then they can, like, you know, clean up and shit.
No.
Anyway, that's the Bachelor Brown segment where we will find Matt Brown love.
Again, we are good dudes.
All right, let's get into the fucking questions, but not before a big old fucking... bong break!
You're just used to it.
All right, and we're back. Michael sexually assaulted someone, and we're here with questions. And remember the questions thing, all right? The question of the week is different. It's just where we pick a fucking awesome question and that we, us three, personally like. And Matt, what he does, he goes home and he prints it out on a bit of paper, and he cuts it out with little scissors, and then he gets his craft glue and he glues it onto that fucking board there, Matt. Can you show it to everyone? So if you want to be immortalized forever on this awesome thing, this fucking thing, are we a few comments behind?
Yeah.
All right, we're a few comments behind.
We don't put much effort into it.
But you will be on that. And a chance to win $1,000 at the end of the season, okay? Now, if you just do a normal comment, you can also win $1,000. Your chances are just less. So what I'm trying to say is just fucking comment heaps, man.
It helps us. Us.
It helps us, man. All right, Brown. Spit it out. What do you got?
We're going cow first?
Yeah, cow, baby.
You didn't tell me what the cow was, so you've got it.
You sent it to me. Are we fucking going? What are we going, eh?
You just read it out.
What the actual fuck is Julian?
Yeah, who sent it?
Kyla Workman. So that is the comment of the week. And mate, you are in the running, right? To win $1,000 at the end of the fucking season. So make sure you fucking watch. Anyone who comments anything, if you comment one comment, you've only watched one episode in the beginning of this season, watch the finale because you might be winning $1,000, man. Do you understand the appeal there? Does that make sense?
It's heaps of money.
So not only do we get comments, we get lots of people watching the finale because they want to see if they won the fucking money.
Good cross promotion.
It's crazy.
Michael, I think, had the idea of getting like one of those little... turn things to
a handle thing
for bingo.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
Matt, next question.
All right, top question went to Gyrex, depending where he is from. Question for the podcast. If Connor submitted all the cut podcast footage to the police, how many years in jail do you boys think you'd be in for?
Oh, we'd probably get arrested.
No. Oh, maybe because if we talk about all the illegal shit.
I just think we'd be cancelled.
Yeah, oh yeah, we'd be.
Oh man, everyone gets cancelled these days.
There'd definitely be something. You're sitting there at home thinking, nah, there's nothing you guys could say that would offend me. There is.
And that's it.
Fuck Elon fucking Musk. Yeah, well done. Yeah,
fucking good shit. He's just bought Twitter. Which camera do I look at?
Freedom of speech remains.
That one.
For now.
Yeah, and he's fucking no more censorship on Twitter. That's fucking great news. Let's hope he buys Facebook.
Can we upload the podcast to Twitter?
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right.
What was the question?
So yeah. Yes. Yes, short in yes.
What was the question?
Was it something to do with like all the uploaded cut footage?
Ah, we would
be arrested.
We get cancelled and attacked in the streets. Ripped apart like savage dogs.
Yeah, drawn and quartered.
Think.
Sorry.
Some of you probably find it fucking awesome though, let me tell you right now.
Ooh.
Isn't that right?
Yeah, dude.
All right. Next question is from Jackie. A question for the podcast. An American here. Is mince actually slang for jizz, or did you guys come up with yourselves? Genuinely curious.
I think that's just Matt describing the appearance of his ejaculate. And it looks like ground mince.
Like beef mince?
Yeah, exactly. The mince that you would buy from Coles and Woolies. That 500 gram mince. I think thick. lean mince too. Like the darker shit.
Darker shit.
So it comes out as cooked mince.
Oh.
His ejaculate.
Like
cooked mince shooting out of his cock. That is what.
It's like a light brown.
Mm, mince.
Brown. Hence the name.
Mince.
Brown. Next question is from Red Machine Kieran. Question for the podcast. Has Bosley ever stepped in when Marty has been in danger and saved his life or defended him?
No, not really, eh? He's a bit of a fucking useless pussy dog when it comes to like objects and things. I would definitely have to protect him. I don't know if a stranger came in the house, he'd probably fucking go on though, I reckon.
He's a good guard dog. He barks at everyone.
Especially if I was freaking out, he would definitely. And then I have that command and I just point at the man.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like the rats.
It'd be kind of fun.
Yeah. I reckon he makes a lot of noise.
Yeah, and he's very big and strong and oh, so handsome.
Mm, he's a good cuddler.
He's a fucking good cunt, eh?
He's a good man.
He's a fucking good cunt.
He's a top bloke.
Stop rejecting me.
Next.
Next question is from Peter Hunt. Why is Michael's house in a war zone? There's so much stuff in his front yard.
There's shit in the house.
It's
too.
Not that bad. It's just like, why not utilize your front yard? Everyone has it always just bare.
Yeah. It does look like
it's a waste of space.
Because like you always see, yeah, exactly. You don't put things there. Just leave it there for
you. You can have a whole laundry area to yourself. You don't need to put your washing machines and shit in there.
You can have
them out in the front lawn.
Yeah, they get upset because like they can't see the floors.
Oh God, so annoying.
But just move it yourself.
Yeah, if you don't want to look at that, move it over a bit.
The neighbor has started fixing up the yard. Like they took the washing machine. He just figured, I didn't think you wanted them because they're destroyed, so I took them for you.
I wonder if he
they're all gone.
I wonder if he actually just hates the look of it, so he just said that and just cleaned it up for us.
Maybe. But maybe like he just helped us out. He's a nice dude.
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
he's I'd a nice hate guy. Your house if I lived next door.
Really?
I reckon it's better than nothing.
And it's exciting. You don't really know what's gonna happen here, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't know what's going on half the time, can't you?
Yeah, like we've been sent like pictures of us sniffing each other's asses from a video.
What are you talking about?
Remember when we did the pretending to be dogs and then the neighbor sent us photos of us
sniffing
each other?
Yeah, we were doing a TikTok where we were smelling each other's assholes and the neighbor saw.
And so sent a photo of us doing it.
That's fucking hilarious, Matt Brown.
It's sort of fun. Sorry.
Next question is from Thomas Hooper. Michael has hair and electricity as the no-goes when it comes to pranks. Does Marty have any no-goes?
Yeah, don't touch Bozzy and that's it.
He shaved Bozzy once, so he broke that rule.
Oh. Yeah, he did, but it doesn't hurt him. But yeah, I don't really have any. I don't know. Never Flicklila clululila clu. What would I what would I hate? What would I hate?
Oh man, I think
if you oh yeah, that's my thing. If you permanently disfigure me, that's where I draw the line.
I accidentally, like when we were boxing a few months ago,
his nails like fucking 30 centimeters long.
I scratched his cheek like, and now his cheek's Wolverine, different.
Wolverine slashed at me while we were boxing.
His cheek has changed.
And now there's a little bubble on my cheek forever. That was like 2 years ago. And I called it at the time. I was like, man, I bet that stays there forever. Remember I said that.
Where is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
And what was the other thing? Oh yeah, the sty? I've had a fucking sty for 4 months now.
That was nobody's no-go. Dude, that wasn't no one's fault.
Still there.
Yeah, wow, that stuck around for you. But I didn't do, or the spell, I did do that.
You probably did do that.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, is she fucking...
The spells do work.
He's gotten very good at spells. Yeah, he's been practicing dark black magic.
All right, Donut Films Brown has returned.
Donut,
back.
Donut Films. How I've missed
it. This is his piss right here.
I'm glad you brought that up, Michael. His
piss. Oh, it's gotten much darker.
I'm glad you really brought that up.
There's sediment at the bottom. There's
He has a question.
Sediment. Oh man, imagine if that piss went on you then. Oof. And there's pubic hair all over the table too. A fan's pubes. We've basically got two fans here with us. So if you want to send us something in the PO box, we'll keep parts of you here alive with us. So you're here in physical form. Understand? We could build something together. We could build a human being.
Donut Films asks, when will Michael drink my yellow liquid?
Oh fuck, dude, that is like it's too off, old, it's and I now. Don't know you.
It's off piss.
Yeah, it'd be dangerous.
It's off piss now, so yeah, I don't think that we can fucking drink that.
You'd get sick.
Send some freshies though, Donut Films. See what happens.
No. Oh, he will. That's the problem. All right, next question is from Stephen Hunt. Would you guys ever consider collaborating with Fisher,
the DJ guy?
The DJ.
Yeah, I guess so. What would we do together though?
I don't know.
Maybe a song. Show him, Michael.
A fucking, who's Fisher?
He's a DJ.
That DJ.
No,
guy.
We're not collaborating with him.
That guy.
Nah.
Yeah. Remember,
I'm already picking it.
Remember that song, I'm Losing It?
We're not.
That New Year's Eve at Charmy's that time, that song just kept playing and
we were
so fucked. Yeah.
Yeah, we're not.
Sorry.
Guess not. Hey, fun fact, he was a year above me in high school. Anyway.
At your high school?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Dead set.
What was he like?
We might.
What was he like?
I didn't know him.
What was he? Was he popular with the boys and girls?
Yeah, he's like exactly the same as he was now.
Oh, so he's fucking loose unit at high school.
We will collaborate with Fisher.
Fuck yeah.
He's a good dude.
We will collaborate with Fisher.
Yeah.
Because of that.
He would have no clue who I am, but...
I've already just messaged him and said, oh, we have a mutual friend.
Yeah, he's like, what the fuck? Aaron knows
Brown,
him.
Brown.
Diaries of the Wild Ones.
I was always behind you.
Next question
Aaron
is from...
Aaron from your high school.
Yeah, Aaron went to a different high school, but he knows him.
Oh, wow.
Next question from Jose.
Who else is from your high school?
Stop cutting me off.
Why don't we have any of your friends from your high school?
Because none of them think this is normal.
I reckon we should have...
We should have at least some concrete on.
Something.
Bring a bag of concrete
on. Can we have something from the Browns' childhood on?
Yes.
A family member or...
A picture when you were real young and fucked and or some sort of toy.
Or a pet, like a school pet.
Why would I have a school pet? I don't know. If you can think of something that I'd still have, I'll bring it on.
Dude, no. Surely you have something that you've owned for like 30 years. Back when you were 15, 30 years ago.
I don't know. School yearbook?
Yeah, okay.
Actually...
Yeah, bring that. That'll do. Bring a fucking school yearbook.
Really?
Yeah. I want to see what you looked like at high school. I want to see how much shame was in your eyes.
Actually, do you know there was a Matt Brown in year 12 when I was in year 9? It was in my sister's grade, and when they did the yearbook photos with all the year 12ers, they all get their photos put in, they fucked up and put my photo in his place. And so I'm next to my sister
Oh, in the yearbook when I was there's probably high. There's probably at least one Matt Brown at every at every high school.
I think the goal for me is to be the best Matt Brown ever.
Yeah. And
did you have to say anything in like
a lot, like next, half people?
Yeah.
Half Browns?
Hey.
Did you have to say anything next to your photo? Like your like no. call your no. quote?
They couldn't afford that.
Okay.
Brown. They only afford the photos.
Brown. Next question is from
It's from Jose. Depending where you're from, he actually said that in his question. Will you guys ever let Matt Brown read his own black book on the podcast?
No, it's too emotional for him. He can't look at the words and stay professional.
He'd weep,
fall apart, and you don't want to pull at that thread. If he starts to unravel mentally, everyone is in danger. Everyone in this neighborhood is in danger. Like, there aren't enough locks on your doors to keep this beast out when he's got a lust-filled heart at midnight.
Anything living or dead?
Oh, fuck. I wouldn't even want to be a corpse near him when he's like that.
All right, next question is from Cody West Bend. How will Matt Brown keep calm at the end of Bachelor Brown with three of his hunts right in front of him? Easy, because it's not gonna happen.
You gotta become mentally stronger. Okay,
I'm not gonna be able to fucking
try and get better every week, a little bit better every week, because you are just sitting like a stunned mullet during the Bachelor Brown, and the girls are disgusted.
I don't think I can do it.
You need to pull on your chin. Hey, like that.
In real life,
if three of them were sitting there, I'd be fucking freaking out.
Yeah, you need to slick your hair back and be cool and sexy, Matt. Hey, I'm Matt Brown. Go back to that Matt Brown. That's what you used to be like at the nightclubs.
Oh, I had hair.
Hey, yeah, you'd slick your hair back.
There was confidence.
You'd slick it back with like a liter of gel, and then gel would run down his back as he slicked his hair back. Hey, you want a drink?
Fucking. Holy shit.
Sprinkling Rohypnol.
Sorry.
Is it Rohypnol? Roofies.
We'll call it Roofies.
Roofalin.
Anyway.
Sorry.
That's probably not allowed, is it?
Oh, yeah, we shouldn't joke about that.
But we did. We did.
Yeah, we did.
Suck it up.
He did?
Yeah, he roofied, yeah.
Okay.
He roofied.
Okay.
I spoke about it.
Okay.
You're asking about it?
I thought you said we did.
I have spiked you before.
Oh my god. Three. Not just one dose, three. That can kill people.
Yeah, I knew it would kill you, dude. You were fucking half MDMA at that stage.
Okay. That's true.
I was just reuniting you with your cousins.
You and Lockie. Fucking Lockie.
Next question is from Philip.
Yeah, it's Philip. It's actually Philip. So,
This is a perfect question for what we were talking about before. Will Michael ever clean his house?
Yeah, look,
why clean it if it just gets dirty again?
Yeah, he's saving time by leaving it like this. But also, like, he goes through phases. Sometimes he'll just be like, "All right, clean," and then he'll clean it once, and then it'll just progressively fall back into the depths of hell.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You really only have to clean a house like 3 times, 4 times a year, I reckon.
Mm. Just right before inspections.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, 2 questions left. Next one's from Hunter Height. Matt, what is your dream chair? A chair. A proper
what,
chair.
What, like a chair like this? A chair like an office chair?
Like the old one I used to sit on.
That'd Out of all awesome. Three, what have been the best so far?
Yeah.
None.
The blue, the you had to or choose. The toilet. You had to choose one to sleep on for the rest of your life.
Actually, I don't know. Parts of me feel like the blue one was probably the best.
Matt likes the tiny, tiny blue chair. Only another 9 episodes, you get another one. Huh? Couple five,
right. Every 5?
No, every 10.
Okay.
Every 10, man. I'm counting them down. All right. Next question is from Dean Moore.
We should shit on every new chair.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Or at least, like, do something we can piss, vom, or shit.
No.
We got to break it in.
They're
somehow.
Like the 3 things that I just don't want.
But what about bleed? Can
bleeding,
we bleed?
Bleeding's all right.
Yeah, that's already happened.
Yeah, I'm actually good with the blood.
If it's James's blood. healthy.
All right, final question. Question for the podcast. When you were both young, did you always dream of growing up pooping on grown men?
Yeah, I never thought that. Imagine showing one of our videos to 15-year-old selves, like the fucking laxative Olympics.
15, I'd probably be like, well done. If I was like 9, I'd be a bit shocked.
Or if a 9-year-old you saw the Instagram story today of you vomiting and that guy fucking filming himself with you.
Oh, the fan interaction.
Truly shocking.
Yeah, like I reckon under 10, I'd be shocked. 15, I'd be proud.
Some people can't handle seeing vomit.
Yeah, I don't know. Because we look so fucking just like we're not doing well.
Like if you look at the house and
that's
what's
what I mean.
On.
So that's why I reckon maybe even 15-year-old me.
Yeah,
like,
I wonder if we'd be
fuck. Well, I think I'm a junkie now, and I'm fucking somehow I fucking turned gay with that fucking meth head cunt.
You think that we got together somehow and got real kinky and was shitting on each other,
and then I just wouldn't get to know you? I'd just cut that off at high school.
We'd stop hanging out instantly. It would have been like, all right, fuck. I'd probably change schools.
Yeah. I might hang myself.
Yeah, I'd end it there. So it wouldn't even have to get to life. It would just be like, all right, that's it. Yeah. It would, yeah, it could bring me to suicide, but also
what can't these days?
Most likely would make me stop hanging out with Marty if there was a flash of the shit, like website content.
Yeah,
I'd be like, fuck, something happened. Something's wrong there.
And then, yeah, here we are. And we're living the fucking dream
in this fucking house.
And who would have thought that our partners would be okay with us shitting on each other for entertainment? What did she say?
We're not. A little soft, yeah, we're not.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's only, yeah, just a bit. Yeah,
it's only once a month.
It's just a bit of shit.
Just a bit of shit now and then.
Once a month.
Yeah, it's a once-a-month treat.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah.
It's like a full moon.
We've done the shit more. We steer towards the gross videos because it gives our fucking bodies a bit of a break. I'm sick of being covered in sores and bruises.
These have not gone.
Yeah, look at that.
We just look like we've got some form of HIV. Yeah,
always looks something fucked about it.
There's multiple.
So disgusting also just gives us the chance to rest our bodies for another week, mate.
Surely there's another way.
Yeah, well, I think we might start doing more vloggy type stuff, going on adventures and shit.
Yeah.
Again. If there's any website members listening, what do you think about that? Because I don't want to be fucking pissing you cunts off. You put fucking clothes on my mouth.
So comment if you're down for us to go on some adventures.
Yeah, if you say, fuck you. I want pain videos every week, you cunt.
Yeah, like say it like that. That'll, I reckon, yeah. Or maybe a bit nicer if you can.
We'll leave it to you, sweet, sweet fan.
Or what about we still keep that fucked up scat porn pain.
All right.
And we do like a vlog every now and then.
Yeah, so yeah, just every, not straight away. Yeah, I'm talking like maybe a vlog like every 3 weeks or something.
Fuck, we really want to go to Movie World, Matt.
Yeah, that would be insane.
I like the click.
That's what they do in Mexico. Do you remember? They go like that. They go, yeah,
is, how do you say hi to your mom? Do you hug her? Do you
kiss her? Hola, ¿cómo estás, mami?
Do you kiss her on the cheek? Do you hug her? What, do you shake her hand?
The last time I saw her, I gave her a hug and a kiss, but
on the lips.
On the cheek. but usually it's because it was a dark day. But usually it's just a hug.
Imagine kissing your mum if your mum wanted to kiss you on the lips every time.
That happened till I was like 13.
Oh my God.
No, I reckon like 6, 7.
Fuck off.
I 13. Fucked up once. I fucked up once. I went to give my dad a hug and a kiss on the cheek. A little kid, he turned the wrong way. And we went boom, straight into each other.
You kissed your dad.
Yeah, front on
him. You molested your dad.
Usually it's the other way around. Do you kiss your dad or hug your dad still?
I hug him. I don't kiss him though.
Wow, like full hug or just one arm over?
Depends.
What would he do if you gave him just a kiss on the neck next time you hugged him? Like this long?
I think he'd just be like, oh, yeah, right.
What about the lips?
Yeah, no, he'd freak out, I reckon.
Can we do it and film it? If you just kiss and then link it slightly.
We'll give you money. We'll, like this, if you get up to like tongue out, like if you tongue his face, we'll give you like $500.
There's no way he would do that.
No, but you do it to him. He doesn't get a
say. He won't do it.
Yeah, but you try. You have to attempt, then you get the money.
He'd be if like, he'd literally backhand me. What are you doing?
Yeah, but like, are you open to that?
He got stabbed in the face. He's not going to take a kiss from me.
Yeah, well, okay. But you force it on him.
Yeah, just grab the back of his head and fucking pull him in and kiss him as hard as you can.
And we'll give you money.
He's too strong.
Would you do it for money?
Oh, would
you,
I would.
Would
but
you
he,
try?
Like,
no, you have to try.
Why are you being so money? Homophobic?
If you try, you get the money. So, and you can't half-ass try. You have to lean in quickly and like get, you have to touch his lips with your tongue.
And then when he's pushing you away, you have to say, please.
Yeah. Yes. And just selfie that's cam actually, it. Go up to him and do it quickly.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Please. I'll scream it at him.
Yeah. $500?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Oh, fuck. I would love to watch that.
I would love to watch that too, man.
I might get someone to film it.
Oh, man. I would love to watch that over and over again. Anyway,
we'll talk about it later.
We'll talk about it later. All right, now we have the P.O. Box segment where we unbox everything that you guys sent to us live on the podcast. We do not know what is in these boxes. And our fans are the most fucked creatures that live on this earth. And they send us shit. Shit, there's pubes on the table. There's piss on the table. Oh, it's just getting fucked. Oh, no.
I have a box.
Small box in front of me. You can have that one.
Actually, I think this one could be the worst one. It feels like that fucking dude.
Oh, it feels like you're a hater?
No, not my hater, because the handwriting's good. The hater has shit handwriting.
By the way, guys, by the way, if you want to send us something on the podcast, it's 256 Tagum 4018 Queensland, Australia. We open everything live. Michael is ripping apart a box. Right here, I have a sign that says fuck off, and it has a picture of us on it, and it's got a little letter and love from Trent. Trent, thank you so much, man. We're going to leave this here on the set.
Trent actually said that he started a...
Oh, yeah, a business.
Business.
Sorry, Trent, I forgot about that.
Yeah, sorry. I always got to remind.
So sorry.
An epoxy. He started doing epoxy.
That's what that is, right?
Epoxy by Trent, yeah.
So it's like a... It's like a. It looks like a fucking number plate, and it's plastic, and it has a writing and shit on it. It looks cool. All right, we'll put that...
I'll put that up in the... Yeah, I'll find a place for it, Trent.
Michael's still fighting with his box. He looks flustered.
Oh, Michael, just be safe. I don't like the look.
Oh, man. Yeah, we're scared to open box because sometimes people send glitter bombs.
Imagine if this one's anthrax. This could be the...
Well, this will all be together.
We'll be dead instantly.
You'll be with the people you love,
like,
and I'll be with no one.
It's such a bad death, apparently. It's so, so bad.
Really?
Yep, like, it's excruciating.
Someone has sent us
anthrax. It's a long, long form of death, anthrax.
Oh, this could be bad.
Oh, fuck, what is that shit, man?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, like no.
It's not good so far.
Whoa. Hey, stop facing it towards me.
Okay.
What?
Oh, man, this is scary as fuck. Oh,
maybe I just sort of...
Well, hang on. Well, you might break it.
Do we have any tongs?
Give it here. Do you want me to do it?
Oh, yeah, Brown's got the town. He's got strong, firm fingers. Have a look. Have a dig around in there,
Show
Brown.
Show it around, Brown.
Oh! There's some sort of padding in there that we need to get out, but
could
the padding
be
looks
this
weird.
This could be just like a fragile, pretty like... It could be gold.
Yeah, it could be something really lovely.
Oh, I don't know about this.
Well, come on, Matt.
Oh, I don't know about this.
Oh, I feel itchy.
What is it, man?
Something's wrong. I feel bad. Like, something's wrong with my
skin.
There's
a note that says, undress me, cunt.
Oh, no. I don't want to touch it.
It's heavy.
I don't want to touch it. Open it, Matt.
It's going to be a living thing.
Oh, no. Undress me? What could that mean? Could it be a cock?
Heavy.
And it wants us to roll the foreskin back?
All right, I'll do it.
There's a note at the bottom. Hang on, there's another bottom. Here, you do that. I'll get the note.
Eat it, Michael. Take a bite out of it.
Hang on, there's a note at the bottom.
It's the only way to see where it is.
Yeah, I got a note, boys. I got a note.
Okay.
To the boys, dear Fully Actual Podcast, in this jar, there's a jar.
No. It's
okay,
a jar.
So
it's a glass jar.
Is most of my neck beard, my entire bush, ball hair, some taint hair, and asshole hair. I also added a pumpkin seed. He added my seed, some morning piss, some toenails. Most of the hair was pulled by hand. Rest was scissors. I cut my leg, balls, and dick a little bit, but I'm okay. I love you, Josh. That's top notch. If you're going to send yourself in, send it in a jar.
That is that. We have Josh now on the podcast.
Josh.
He's a co-host now.
Oh, there is jizz in there.
Yeah,
he said he put his jizz on his loads.
Dude, jizz and piss, he said.
Oh, man. I must say, I like it here.
Yeah, chuck it in there. Put it right next to the piss.
Oh, man, that's fucking good shit. There you go. You'd never know what we're going to get on the P.O. box.
I did see a bag in here.
Oh, shit.
And
we got another
fucking
one.
Nervous.
We got a letter now, a large envelope. Thank you, Josh. Josh opened it.
Oh, God.
What does it say on the back there? The man, the myth, the legend.
From the man, the myth, the legend, the secret society. Fucking, oh, wow. I told you, you've always been knocking on the secret societies. Now they're here.
Yeah, those Freemasons.
This is your fault.
It's temples.
This is your fault they finally found us.
There's temples around.
Oh.
What is it?
It's a good bag.
Oh,
what
fuck
is it? Yes.
What is it?
It's a little bit of weed.
Oh, that's good shit. Just as we get low every time. This is where we're running low. Someone always gives us weed.
The universe knows.
All right. You can read this one.
Enjoy this on Bong Break, your legend. P.S. Matt's little black book is the best segment. Cunts fucked. Make them longer.
Make them holy longer. God, they're huge. Shit. Careful not to rip the bag when you take the letter off.
Thank you so much. Who is this? Who is this?
The man, the myth, the legend.
Whoever sent that, thank you fucking very much.
That's all right? Very
we
good.
Really
that's kind.
That.
We get a bit of shit and a bit of good.
Yeah.
And together, it's good
okay.
Shit.
It's okay.
So we win.
Oh, that was exciting.
All right, time for the final fucking segment of the Homicide Podcast. I still haven't decided which character I should be for this. I'm going to call a hotel and pretend that I'm locked in their elevator, trapped in their elevator, and I can't get out. Matt concerned me before. He said, oh, hopefully they don't call a fire department.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What kind of hotel?
Well, okay, if they say that.
No, they don't do that. That's silly.
How you get out of an elevator.
No, that's like olden days. There's ways now. They just press a button, the whole thing opens up.
All right, well,
that doesn't happen.
I reckon.
Like, I'm worried, right? This is what I'm worried about. I call a hotel and they can see their cameras showing the elevators.
Depends what hotel. If you call an old one, they won't.
No, this is fine. You're allowed to say you're stuck in an elevator. It's not illegal to say that. You tell them that you're stuck in their elevator.
That is so true, Michael.
No, I just didn't want to, if they did call them, I just wouldn't want to.
Yeah, okay, they say-
if that's their own fault.
Yeah, if they're doing that, that's their own fucking fault, mate. We didn't call the fire department. They did. If they say I'm calling the fire department, I'm going to let it go too. I'm gonna encourage it. Do you understand? I'm going to say yes quickly. Call two of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon that's okay.
Anyway, we'll see what happens here, all right? Don't worry, Matt Brown.
I don't think that's a good idea.
It's just an elevator.
Consult James.
There's so many elevators.
Hey, what the fuck? Come on, it's our service. Hello? Oh, good. Takes so long. Excuse me, hello? Fucking hell. Hello? Hello?
Hey, ma'am, good afternoon.
Excuse me, okay. I'm at your hotel.
Hello.
Do you understand me? Okay, I'm trapped in one of your elevators, okay? Your elevator stops between floor 6 and 7. A pretty fucking bell, and that's coming down, alright? Listen to the bell, and why is it coming? The elevator is stuck. Do you understand me? Hello? Guy, what the fuck?
Unfortunately, I cannot understand you.
Hello? Listen closely. I am stuck, okay, in your elevator. Okay.
Elevator.
Yeah, in your lift.
I will connect you over, ma'am, to the reception.
Quickly, okay? I'm freaking out right now, okay? I'm freaking out. Hi! What the fuck is going on? Seriously, they're trying to have shirts with the girls. Hello? What the fuck is going on? It's trapped between 6 and 7. Just want to go to the restaurant and have a shrouds. Hello? God, let me have a sit down. Feel so fucking dizzy. Fucking elevator, I need to go to the loo. Hello? I can't listen over what happened to Marion. Hello? Hello? Oh my god, are you serious right now?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, hello.
How have you been?
I've been trapped in one of your elevators for between floors 6 and 7, and no one's coming to help me, okay? I need someone to come and let me out.
All right, okay, just
hold
on a second.
Hello, this never... Excuse me, don't you leave me!
Including the
that's the part man hold, darling. My uncle's starting to do a lawyer.
Restaurants, activities, and bars, all just a
there's
short
no
stroll from your
door. At the Marriott.
We're located just...
So sorry.
Hello?
So where are you stucking? Yeah, where are you stucking?
I'm stuck in your elevator, okay? Between floors 6 and 7, okay? Can you see...
Elevator?
Yeah, can you see me?
I don't see you in the CCTV.
You see me waving at the camera, okay? I'll push the button for you. See, I'm in an elevator, okay? You need to send someone quickly because I am claustrophobic, okay? I can't stand being in here for too much longer. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is never what happened to Marriott.
What lift is that? 1 or 2 or 3?
Look, I'm not sure, okay? The one closest to reception was jammed up. I heard a little rattling, okay? And I don't want to have to say that, but my uncle is starting to do the lawyer, okay? And he will be coming soon if you don't send some type of maintenance man to come and help me. I've got a shraz waiting.
I cannot see you in the security camera.
Hello? I'm waiting.
Are you sure you're calling into the same?
Look, I pushed the button, okay? What do you think? That's my cow horn? I'm sitting in the elevator.
Want to keep abreast of what's going on with Oaks? You can find us on all the top social media sites for special deals, and competition. Why not?
Hello? What the hell is going on down there, okay? Yeah, listen, I'm having trauma right now. Do you understand me? Do you understand what I'm even saying to you right now? Okay?
Yeah, but I think there's an issue because you're not in one of our lifts.
Excuse me, if you verbally assaulted me, basically, okay? You're telling me that I'm not stuck in a lift right now?
Well,
how am I making that noise?
No.
How am I making that noise, Mr. Smiley Pants?
And you're not in any of them.
This is so ridiculous. This never would have happened at the Marriott. And I have a glass of stress.
Thank you.
Glass of stress. You pig.
Anyway.
Oh my god.
Dude.
So much holding though. Fuck.
No.
It actually
I just
well.
Like, I think I could just fucking listen to Rhonda all day.
Yeah, she's very special. I'm so happy they could see the elevator because I was panic level that they couldn't.
Oh, it ended with you calling him a pig.
Kind of cut all the fucking boring slow.
If it's boring, because there was some
boring,
good
maybe
shit.
It was good.
That was honestly, I liked it probably the breaks more so than the interactions with the humans.
Yeah, and it all ties together.
Yeah, it was like a fucking story.
All right, everyone, if you like the podcast, give it a like and a comment and a subscribe. Because we like seeing the numbers go up. It's good for our egos, isn't it?
Good for the mental health.
Yeah, we walk around big-headed and a big podcast. That's what we want. Power and influence. People do what we say. Big numbers. Because we're the
best.
We
are what, Matt?
We're the best, Matt.
We are actually.
We're the best, Matt. Say it, Matthew. Say it soon. Otherwise, your mum dies.
Stop that. That's not
then
five.
Then what are we?
4, 3.
Stop.
2, 1.
She's done a lot of best.
We are, not her.
Dude, if she dies in the next 5 days, that's your fault. I'll say it again to clear your name. Matthew Brown, say we are the best. Otherwise, your mum will die. And it's your fault if she dies in the next 5 days.
Booster.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We're the best.
There we are.
Fuck. We're the best.